Are you rejoicing this morning?
Amen. Amen. I know it's been busy, right? Many of us have been up since early this morning, and we've been cooking, and we've been cleaning and straightening, and all kinds of stuff, right? But what a day! It's been a happy day. Amen. It's been a day to rejoice, and I know that we all get stressed out. Those things happen, but. I just want to sing praises to my Lord and Savior today. Amen? And so that's something to get excited about. It's something to shout about. And I think so much in this world is the doom and gloom that we hear. And I know for the last 2 or 3 years, that's all we've really been surrounded by is doom and gloom. But I want you to know, it doesn't matter what happens. You know, as Paul said, if I live for Christ. But if I die, it is my gain. Because I will be in heaven with my Savior. And that is really, this Christmas, I want to remember that. He gives us that hope that no matter what happens, we've had a rough year. You know, we've gathered here today to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I know it didn't happen exactly on this day, but let me tell you, we celebrate this day. We want to honor Him today. This is the day we set aside to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To some, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them. It's just really all about presents and self-pleasures. But I want to make Christ first today. I want to pledge my allegiance to Christ today, as I have in the past. It's about what they will receive and making sure they give their loved ones presents to express their love. But making sure to finalize the list of presents, making sure everything is wrapped, food is prepared, and tables are set. And we've all done that over this last week and even today. But it's more than that, isn't it? Amen. I want to say to you, how do we do this both together, celebrate with the right motives? We have to put our priorities in place. And I want to express this to Jesus, how much I love Him and how thankful I am that He first loved me. He loved me so much that He came as a baby, humbled Himself to be born in a manger, a stable. To live as a man. To understand as a man, but yet to give His life as a sacrificial lamb for the forgiveness of sins. Not just for anyone's sins, but for everyone's sins. I also want to express my love to my wife and my family, and my friends and my church family. I want you to know how much I love you this morning. But our eternity is set on our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. For 4 weeks, you know, I've in one way or another told you that you have to go and see this thing that has happened, that which the Lord has told us in the Scripture. To investigate Christ ourselves or yourself. To make sure you anticipate its motive in the right direction. You know, we read the Christmas story. We read it last night. You know that Christ child coming to mankind and God coming to redeem us. Wonderful story, isn't it? Shepherds singing, angels rejoicing, proclaiming the good news that God has arrived. And in the second chapter of Luke, it tells us, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him up in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. You know, there's a scene from this story that you can't really miss if you're looking here. Mary and Joseph had to come to pay taxes to Rome, and in the meanwhile gave birth to their son, the Son of God. And they needed a clean, dry place to give birth, and they ended up in a barn with dirty straw and smelly animals. The God of the universe should have been treated differently. That's what they expected, and that's what we would expect, right? Amen. The best of everything, sparing nothing. And anything needed should have been immediately available to him, but we picture the wise men following the Star of David, and a star so bright that it lit up the sky, and they easily found Jesus. And really, the truth is that they spent 2 years following that star. And Herod had done everything he could to prevent the child from being born. He killed newborn babies that was 2 years old as a last effort to prevent this from happening. Our view of the great nativity scene that we put up that seems beautiful and proportioned. The stable is perfect and clean, and we see two beautifully clean white sheep and a donkey and a manger raised up for all to see Jesus. A clean and well-dressed Mary and Joseph, and standing proudly behind Jesus with a glow of perfection falling on a perfect picture. You know, that's not what the Bible says. There was no room in the end, and there was no room in their hearts either. There is no room in the end, is what the Scripture says. You know, such a powerful statement, such a powerful scene, because the innkeeper lets you see how they treated Mary and Joseph, how they would respond to Jesus, and it's how most people today respond to Jesus, I think. Jesus knocks on the door of our hearts and wanting to come into our lives, and we respond, "I'm sorry, there's no room here." If you heard anything that I said this morning, I would say, listen to this. You have to make room for Jesus. He will not force Himself upon you. And if you don't, you'll be caught up like many others, and you will tell Jesus, "I'm sorry, there's just no room here. I want you in my life, but I don't want you in my heart." You know, it's easy to be a Christian and at church, and it's easy to say it. It's easy when it's convenient. It's easy to love Jesus when everything is going well. It's easy to write Him off as fire insurance. But it's hard and nearly impossible unless you make room in your heart by faith. I remember years ago when I was a kid, I can say that now, years ago. You know, I'm getting to that age. I can say years ago. I can remember on Channel 3, every Christmas season, they would play the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And we would wait because we would watch to see what time it was going to be on, and they would announce it. You know, it was a big deal. The Peanuts character was shown in a manger scene in the Christ child centered stage in Linus reading scripture, "For unto us a Savior is born." I haven't seen that one advertised in a long time. It's because it's not politically correct anymore. But it's politically correct for others to show, to mock Jesus, and Christians to get a laugh out of it. And maybe the perfect cartoon would be the gang of Charlie Brown leading the Simpson family to the manger and then to Christ child. It wouldn't be really politically correct, but it would be probably a good show. See the Simpsons get saved? Wouldn't that be a great show? Amen. Angels are rejoicing in heaven over that. Just imagine for a moment your past year. And some of you have had a rough year. The world says to Jesus, "I'm sorry, there's no room here. You know, I have to say to Him, no matter what kind of year you've had, I don't know what I would do without Jesus." For some of you, Jesus is getting your attention, and I hope that's true this morning. Maybe we choose today who we really serve. Do we serve Jesus? Is there room in your hearts for Jesus this morning? You know, He's letting us know that just being friends is not enough. Even though Jesus really is our friend, He is. He didn't come to be our friend, though. He came to be our Savior. The perfect gift is Jesus Christ, and a gift that Christ gives to you and me with God with us, Emmanuel, God in the flesh, the one that the Magi traveled to worship. And let us stop just looking at the manger scene and let us start looking in the manger. Amen. Each one of us has to do something with Jesus. And do nothing is just to reject Him. You know, it's a shame that the event of Christmas brought so much joy in heaven and so little here on earth. On this Christmas, can we just allow God to change our lives forever this morning? You know, it doesn't matter whether you got saved 30 years ago, you got saved 2 years ago, or 6 months ago, or 6 minutes ago. We can still, as Paul said, "I die daily. I give my life to Him every day." We surrender all to Him every day. Galatians 2:20 said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ live in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." You know, we get this right. No matter how broke we are or how busy we are, Christmas time is a joy. Amen. 1 John 4:10 says this, "This is the love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." You know, if God didn't want to be found, we could not have found Him. He blesses us as we seek Him with our whole hearts. He promises us that we will find Him if we seek Him. The question you have to really ask yourself is, where is He in your life? Could you think about that for a moment this morning? Just let that sink in for a minute. If Christ is speaking to you this morning, will you say, "I'm sorry, there's no room here"? Or will you clean it out and make room for Him this morning? Because to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Messiah, the Lord Jesus. And I would say, make it personal today, right now, right here on Christmas. What better day than today to just make Jesus, just to make room in your hearts for Him. The Lord is reaching out. He's reaching out to all of us. Here is the love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and He sent His Son, Jesus, to this world for each one of us. Amen. Christmas, the true meaning. Let Christmas' true meaning rise up in you today. May you see the real splendor of Jesus' birth on this day. May His beauty and grandeur cause your hearts to sing. May the gift of His excellence become your eternal spring. May His majesty you behold with all dignity and honor. May the fullness of His truth glorify His heavenly Father. May the wonder of His grace reveal His magnificence in you, and may the gratefulness you feel be in all of you. Say, I do.
Amen.
Let Christmas' true meaning bring you bring the Savior near to you today. May you see the need for Him in your hearts and every day. That is the true meaning of Christmas. Heavenly Father, we again come to You humbly. As we open up our hearts, we make room for You today. Lord, let Your Holy Spirit fall upon this place this morning and warm our hearts. Let Your presence abound in us, filling us with hope and peace and joy. That joy that only You can bring. Amen.